I'm Al John Goh, co-host of the Disney List podcast as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
To podcasters, recording musicians, and streamers who are looking for studio quality audio at home or on the road, the Shure MV7 Podcast Kit is a premium all-in-one solution inspired by the legendary Shure SM7B and is designed to address the versatility required by modern creators. For more on the Shure MV7 Podcast Kit, visit Shure.com, S-H-U-R-E.com, or click the link in our show notes. Shure, sound extraordinary. Welcome, friends, to yet another edition of the Disney List podcast. This week, we've got an audio show to celebrate the 40 years of Epcot celebration that took place on October 1st, 2022. So enjoy the sights and sounds in this celebration of the past, present, and future of Epcot that took place at the American Gardens Theater. Enjoy.
Please welcome to the stage, Mariachi Cobra.
We'll be right back. Introduce this show as we do pretty much every show and share with our guests that Mariachi Cobre has been proudly a part of the Disney, Walt Disney family. Now, what's today? 40 years, 40th anniversary for performing. And of course we wouldn't be here again, and I mentioned this all the time, we wouldn't be here one day if it wasn't for our wonderful guests that come and attend our shows and attend here at Walt Disney World. So thank you so much for all those 40 wonderful years. And also, among the group, we have two members that were here on day one. A round of applause, everybody, for Israel Molina and Marika Rosella Cavina. Now, they were here again on day one. I mean, they were here so long ago, there was no water in the lagoon, right? I mean, he tells us the story all the time. It was amazing. Like in 2 days, they filled up a whole lagoon. So that's the Disney magic there for you right there. And we started our show with two wonderful pieces of music. The first one was a traditional son from Jalisco, El Son de la Negra. And you just recognize the song we performed, right? El Cielito Lindo, the second anthem of Mexico. This next song is from a movie that I think amongst everybody, I don't think I have to ask. Let me hear it. If you see the movie Coco, who's seen Coco? Soundtrack that celebrates a beautiful holiday in Mexico. So everybody, this is a wonderful song with a message. El mundo es mi familia.
Señoras y señores, buenas tardes, buenas noches, buenas tardes, buenas noches, señoritas, señores. We're here with you tonight. It's a joy, qué alegría. For the music is my language, and the world is mi familia. For the music is my language, and the world. For the music is my language, and the world is my familia.
All right, this next song is actually a medley of songs from the beautiful state of Jalisco. Jalisco, the birthplace of mariachi music, the birthplace of tequila. So it's a good state, right? I mean, here's really good things. This is again, a medley. Soles de Jalisco. To be here today, and we can't thank, again, like I said earlier, we have to thank our guests. None of us would be here one day if it wasn't for you, so believe me, we appreciate you every single time you come out and see us. And a quick, just a quick note before we go, like I said, we've been here since day one, but Mariachi Cobra this year celebrates, actually this year's 51 years, and the group that performed, or this group was formed from in Tucson, used to perform out at Disneyland back in the mid-60s, I guess? So our history goes back that far. Actually, Israel and Steve flew on the Walt, I mean, on the Mickey Mouse one from Tucson over to Disneyland. Yeah, so. Very, very proud to be a part of the Disney family for these wonderful years. And here's to 40 more, right? One more song, everyone. Another medley, beautiful medley from the state of Veracruz. Ocurrí el Barajú. Compañera, vámonos a navegar, a ver quién te cae.
hombres, ¿acaso son las mujeres? ¡Ahoy!
I can't believe it, but first things first, let's give another huge thank you to Mariachi Cobre for that incredible set! Now, as they mentioned, Mariachi Cobre has been making music here at Epcot since the park opened 40 years ago. Now, they've grown and evolved every step of the way, but they continue to bring their music and culture to generations of guests here at Walt Disney World Resort.
Absolutely, and we are so honored to be here and on stage with them. That was really, really cool for us to watch. But Allie, I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the events of this past week. As representatives of cast members, more than 70,000 cast members, we understand that times are rough and hard, and so our hearts and our minds are with those who are in need and were affected by the storm.
You know, Walt Disney envisioned a community of tomorrow when dreaming up Epcot. And one thing I've learned as a Disney cast member is that this community of today in Florida bonds together during times like this. We help each other, we give back, and we create brighter tomorrows during challenging times.
So thank you so much to the fellow Floridians who assisted those who are recovering from the storm. We greatly appreciate you taking time to donate resources and to assess and assist with cleanups. We admire your compassion and your generous spirit of giving back, which make our community so much stronger.
And that same generous spirit. And that same generous spirit is rooted in the heart of the Epcot experience. Music. Music that fills my heart with so much hope.
from the breadth of our culture from around the world, showcased to the quintessential songs from our attractions that are woven into the fabric of this incredible place for more than four decades, to the incredible group that I have the honor and pleasure of introducing to you all now. No one's more iconic than Epcot's very own Voices of Liberty.
This land is your land, this land is my land, this land was made for you and me, this land is your land. It's my land, from California to New York Island, from the redwood forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land was made for you and me.
This land is your
this
land.
Land is your
this
land.
Is my
this
land.
Is my
from
land.
California,
California
to New York Island, from the redwood forest
to
the Gulf Stream
water.
Water.
This land was made for you and me.
Before this place was made for you and me, Epcot began as a dream, twinkling in the eye of one Mr. Walter Elias Disney.
Yeah!
You wish upon a star,
makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to.
Part of our Florida project. In fact, the heart of everything we'll be doing in Disney World will be our experimental prototype city of tomorrow. We call it Epcot. Spelled E-P-C-O-T. Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
Like a horn out of the steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true.
twinkle in Walt's eye, and in no time at all, we had transformed his dream into a grand and miraculous reality.
If we can dream it, then we can do it. Yes, we can. If we can dream it, then we can do it. Yes, we can.
Of Operations Management here at Epcot, Kartika Rodriguez.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning and welcome. Here at Epcot, we like to refer to ourselves as a worldwide family united by our possibilities. We truly believe that our cast members are the heart and soul of everything that we do. Yes. In fact, today we have cast members to help open up Epcot 40 years ago and help create and make what Epcot is today. Please join me in a round of applause for these very special cast members. Thank you. Here at Epcot, our cast literally come from around the world to share their stories. They have forged international friendships for the past four decades. And I know that our guests have come to appreciate just how special that is. So whether this is your first visit here to Epcot, or you can't remember the number of times that you had the opportunity to travel around World Showcase, we are so grateful that you're here. And please know that you are welcome here at Epcot. Over the past couple of decades, our cast and our guests have shared some very special stories and moments with us. They have shared their birthdays, their graduations, their engagements, and my personal favorites, their victories. They tell us stories like I survived cancers. And I will tell you, as a cast member, we are proud, we are humbled to be a part of those moments that our guests share with us. And we look forward to the opportunity to help them create new memories. I might be a little bit biased, but I truly believe Epcot is unique. There is not a theme park in the world that is like it. And we have something for everyone. So whether you want to go and understand what it takes to grow food at the Land Pavilion, or you're a fan adventurous and you want to save the galaxy for Guardians of Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind, we have something for you. So as you think about Epcot and you enjoy this experience, thank you again for being here for this very special moment with us. There are lots of things to be excited by. We're excited and thrilled that you're here to experience yourself, the largest transformation that this park has ever experienced. But I think what I am most excited about is that you all are joining us a part of this journey. So here's to Epcot's 40th anniversary and another 40 years of possibilities. Thank you, Voices of Liberty, I now welcome back our friends, the Walt Disney World Ambassadors.
Today, we kicked off the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World Resort at Magic Kingdom. And I have to say, the energy at Magic Kingdom that day was incredible. It was contagious. But today, I really feel that same energy here at Epcot.
I mean, we get to share the stage with Voice of Liberty. I think it's pretty, pretty awesome. Epcot has gone through many milestone celebrations, like opening new lands and new pavilions here at World Showcase, two new attractions, Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, of course, but adding festivals. And that is what makes Epcot, Epcot.
Epcot has grown and evolved through the years since it opened 40 years ago, but two things have remained true: community and innovation.
So true, and there is still so much more to celebrate as we move forward through this multi-year transformation. I mean, we've already introduced new neighborhoods that are going to connect us to one another and to our beautiful world.
Like World Discovery, where we recently opened Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
And inside World Nature, we are working on Journey of Water, inspired by Moana, which is dedicated to understanding and preserving the beauty, the awe, and the balance of the natural world.
And soon, guests will be able to see a new statue of Walt Disney at Dreamers Point in World Celebration.
Walt, a dreamer, reminds us every single day of the magic of possibilities, that our dreams are not too big, and it is sure to inspire the dreamer in us all, and that is what Epcot is all about.
Epcot's also about our incredible cast members and Imagineers, so I'd like to give a huge thank you and congratulations to all of those cast members and Imagineers who have made this incredible transformation possible.
A huge congratulations to Kartika and the entire Epcot team and family on once again completing another successful milestone. We also want to take a moment to thank you all for making this day so awesome. Thank you.
Epcot will always be in a state of becoming.
We keep moving forward, opening new doors and doing new things.
Because we're curious, and curiosity keeps leading us down new paths.
Remember, this is only the beginning.
Dreaming the promise now, your pioneers, America, keep on flying now, keep your spirit free.
And the beauty And the beauty of a milestone is it's just another step in our journey to a bright future here at Epcot. So thank you so much for celebrating with us. And wherever your imagination takes you, enjoy it and have fun. Thank you all.
Have a wonderful day.
I'm Al John Go, podcaster and producer of the Disney List, Skull Rock Podcast, and Dining at Disney. When you're creating content, podcasts, webcasting, live streaming, or wanting to step up your video conference calls, you need quality gear and accessories. That's why I use Gator Frameworks in my studio. From professional broadcast boom arms and microphone stands, studio monitor speaker stands, ring light kits, headphone holders, elite furniture studio desks, and acoustic wall treatments, Gator Frameworks has you covered. Gator is the leading brand of cases, stands, and support system solutions for music, pro AV, creative pro, IT, and general utility industries. They have over 1,000 different solutions made from vacuform plastics, rational molded plastics, wood, sewn, and EVA materials. Leveraging their expertise in case design and manufacturing, Gator has a complete OEM division that works with leading companies around the world to engineer and create custom cases for original equipment manufacturers. For more information, visit GatorFrameworks.com. Product provided in exchange for promotional consideration.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Al John Go and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming up Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Al John Go, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.